Welcome to episode 558 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Anna. Last week, we took you on a journey exploring the amazing thrills of Universal's Epic Universe and diving into the colorful worlds of Super Nintendo World and Dark Universe. This week, we're taking you even deeper in. Get ready to step into the enchanting Ministry of Magic, where wizardry and secrets await. To set sail in the legendary Isle of Berk, home to fierce Vikings and their dragons, these two immersive portals promise to bring magic, adventure, and unforgettable stories to life like never before. So stay tuned as we unlock the wonders of Epic Universe's most spellbinding realms. Let's get started! Woohoo!
I wish I'd have known like a little funny little catchphrase like that, that I could have made her say over and over again.
Yeah. Well,
like you made me do.
We have dragons.
Yes. I think you should talk like a Viking.
Well, but we're going to talk about Harry Potter first, which, you know, okay. I am big Potterhead. So
I am too.
So yes. I am very excited to see this new land. I mean, when Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade came out, it was just amazing, the attention to detail. And so, Elizabeth, tell us about the Ministry of Magic.
You will not be disappointed. To me, this land might be my very favorite because it's also Paris. So you get sort of the real feel of Paris while you're also in the magical Paris. And so there's a lot about it that's like, I'm in Paris. And then there's a lot about it that's still magical and all that. So the metro, all the terminology, the circus, all of that is so, it's also very Parisian. I don't really know how else to say it. And I really enjoyed the little restaurant there. The food was really good. And you could, if you're lucky, get a table outside. So you're sitting basically in a street cafe. I mean, honestly, it was cool. Very, very Parisian. I really loved it. From the standpoint of the details, then they did not fail on that. It's the one that you can see the most from outside of the portal. So from the central area, you can see really high walls. And I think they had to do that because they're trying to set you in a street in Paris, and most buildings are 2 to 3 stories. So obviously the walls are not 2 to 3 stories high, but you know, using the trompe l'oeil that theme parks use, they still need some space to go up that that high.
Okay,
but it is very mad. And when you walk in, you are met by a wall, and then you have to go to the left or the right, and then you're on the streets of Paris. So even walking through the portal, you don't really see it right away until you go around the wall.
Mm-hmm. Very neat.
Yep.
So tell us about the rides that are located there.
So there's really only just the one, which is the battle at the Ministry. The other attraction there is a circus, a show. And I didn't get to see that. Sandy, did you get to see the show?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so maybe you talk about that first, and then I can talk about the ride.
Okay, so so it looks like you're lining up to go into a circus tent, but you're actually kind of walking through that to the real theater. But it was a really cute show, Le Cirque Arcanus? I can't remember how they said it. But it's like Fantastic Beasts. So you're kind of, it's kind of like you're time traveling in this portal too. it was a really cool story. And you go in, there's like a pre-show where you're standing and you're like, oh no, am I going to be standing the whole time? But you're not. You're going to get to go in and sit down. And it was good. It was really cool. I mean, with all their shows, I would say you need to start lining up at least half an hour early to make sure you get in, because you're not going to squeak in last minute, probably.
So is it like a Cirque du Soleil type show, or is it more like a animatronic type show?
It's not. It's more like a show about the Fantastic Beasts. So I would say more animatronic, but it's a lot more high tech than that. You know,
like, okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
Cool. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How long is the show? Is it a
about 30 minutes?
30 minutes? Well, that's good.
Yeah, something like that.
That's nice. That's a nice link.
It's a nice thing to do if it's raining too, you know.
Or really, really hot.
Everybody wants to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. But just plan to get there early because.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say it's a don't miss because there's not really a lot of things in this portal. There's one ride and one show, and then there's like the wands and like some dining and stuff. But
right.
It's like the two big ticket things are the things, you know. So
yeah. And the only reason I didn't do the show is because it was down. Like it wasn't actually running when we were there. Yeah. So,
okay.
So obviously there's some tech involved or else, somebody was just sick and they couldn't do the show. I don't know, but it was down the whole day that we were there. So, we couldn't do it. I was very disappointed to not be able to do it, but something for me to do next time, I guess.
Well, I didn't get to ride the ride, so I want to hear about the ride.
Yeah,
although I did get to go through the Metro Flu part.
Okay. Which honestly is, I mean, it's neat, but it's not all that. So
I thought it was really awesome. I loved it.
It is. It's very cool. But so when you go into the Ministry of Magic, first of all, you're just blown away by how big it is. I have no idea how much of it is illusion, but you can actually stand there and look up and see into people's offices, and you can see desks and lamps. And I mean, like, it looks like you're on the street looking up into office buildings. It's really amazing. And then the big banner that they show, in all the pictures is there. It's very impressive. Umbridge. Yeah, with Umbridge, you know.
In all her glory.
Yes.
So you're time traveling and you're also going from Paris to London, right?
You time travel in the ride too, so there's a lot of time traveling going on.
I
don't want to give too much away, but it's very immersive. It is, you probably will wait in a bit of a line, but the line also has lots of cool stuff in it, lots of things to look at, and it's inside and cool, so that's nice. But I will say that to date, it does go down quite a bit. Hopefully that will stop happening, but right now it does go down quite a bit. It also does it's a similar mechanism to the Forbidden Journey and the Monsters Unchained rides. But again, the arm is fastened to the bottom. And it holds a few more people. It's about the size of the elevator on Tower of Terror. So, those two things. And you're basically in the courtroom for Umbridge's hearing is what is going on. So you're entering into the chairs of the courtroom, basically.
Okay.
It's really neat how that all works and happens. And as we rode it, it didn't actually go down while we were on it. So, we got a very smooth, full ride. But other than that, I don't really want to tell you anything. It's certainly going to seem familiar, using some of the stuff some of the tricks and things that they do in Forbidden Journey and also in the Gringotts ride, but it's just amped up. And the 3D effects, where they can project people in 3D and make it look like they're really standing there, it just gets better every time they build one of these rides, it's better. And there are some times where you're like, is that a real person? Or, is that an actor? It's just really, really astonishing how.
But it actually moves.
It does move. I mean, it moves around and it's similar to Forbidden Journey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sorry to be so vague with it, but I don't know what else to say.
Well, if you don't want to give away all the secrets.
Elizabeth, do you know if this is one that's open for that extra hour in the morning when people are staying at their resorts get to go in?
I don't know. I can tell you that it's not one that's included with Express Pass. So if you're hoping to get, if you're thinking that when you pay a couple hundred dollars for Express Pass, you're going to get a ride on. No, you won't. That's not included. So you'll be in line with everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about the new restaurants.
We ate at the Cafe L'Air de la Sirene. My French is really bad. I agree. I can't pretend that it isn't. And I loved it. Sitting outside. That is also where you get the butterbeer crepes.
Hold on, back up. You said butterbeer crepes?
Crepes. You heard me. Yeah. And I have to say, I'm pretty sure that the filling is basically Jell-O butterscotch pudding. I could be wrong, and there may be a cook or a chef at Universal who wants to throw his shoe at me right now because maybe it's much more complicated. But let me tell you, I love Jell-O butterscotch pudding, and I haven't had it in a very long time. So I was in heaven. But that's what it, that's sort of what it feel, what the filling feels like. And the crepes were delicious. So and that is almost a meal in itself. It
was a butterbeer crepe. How can it not be good?
Butterbeer crepe. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sold. Good. I mean, I'm going just for that.
So good. And everywhere serves alcohol. So we did try to try, you know, beers and things, but it was so hot, that we really didn't try as many, nothing there that stood out. I did have there was a violet lemonade drink, and it was okay, but it was really, really sweet. So I will not be having that one again. Like, it was super sweet. But it was pretty. It was a pretty light purple color. It looked good for the Insta.
It was Instagrammable, of course. It was good for the
you paid $20 for a drink that you didn't really drink.
It was good for drinking cocktails in beautiful places.
It was. But, you know, having a really sweet drink with butterbeer crepes, it's really not a good. And then getting on Ministry of Magic, I don't recommend. So, I was fine, but I would never do that again. We did not go to the Le Gobelet Noir, which I would have liked to have. I think that would have been much more my speed, but no butterbeer crepes. So you have to sort of, you know.
Did you walk through it, though? Did you go over and see it? Oh, it was cool. It was really neat.
Did you eat anything there?
No, we didn't even have a drink. We just walked through it and took in the decor. It kind of is one of those that goes back further and further. You know, like, it's kind of like you're in a maze just walking through there. But they have, like, the taps of giggle water and stuff.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, what kind of stuff do they serve? It looks – so this is – they're both quick service, so it's
– Oh, wait. Yeah. Was this the German restaurant? They had German food?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then we did walk through that because I was with Brooks. Of course we did. But we had eaten so much food that there was no way we could have eaten any. And it was all heavy stuff, like currywurst. And, I mean, like, there was no way we could have.
Also, it's German
goulash. Okay. I'm looking at a menu now. Yeah,
well, it was. Goulash isn't German, but close.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Hungarian. Like,
okay, and whatever.
What is the Bar Moonshine? What is that?
That's a bar. Did you see that one too?
I didn't like see that.
I got
you didn't
it.
See it? Really? Okay. So when you walk in, if you keep going just straight through the streets of Paris, straight, it's in that back part.
Okay.
So we did not actually go. I don't know. By the time we were in here, we were like so hot and tired that we did not partake. I probably would have been drinking all day, but Stacy didn't want to. So, but let me see if I can.
So the Bar Moonshine obviously is just a bar, no food, just cocktails.
I think they had some snacks.
Maybe like, like small plate, like bar food type stuff.
It's like a walk up count. Hold on. Let me look. Cause I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. So the specialty beverages, there's some draft beer and wine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see any food, actually. I think it's just a bar.
Okay. We don't always need food. Sometimes we just need a drink. So that's okay.
And I honestly think that we didn't fight it because we were in this weird race against time because we only had one day. And Ministry was down. So we were like, okay, we got to run over to Isle of Burke and then come back and try to ride Ministry at the end of the day. And so,
We're not at Isle of Burke yet. So hold tight.
So it's a watering hole and it's got the – U.S. Quidditch team pennants, and it's like Americana themed. So I guess that's where the moonshine comes in.
So was there anything interesting in the little shops and everything that, you know, just because I'm a big Harry Potter fan, I've gotten something everywhere I've gone where there's Harry Potter stuff. So,
well, this is, I felt like this really lent more to the Fantastic Beasts.
It's the whole Potter universe, so.
You're going to want a new wand, probably, because the new wands can do a little bit more. I think they're haptic as well, if I'm not mistaken. But did not buy one, so we didn't have time to really go through all that stuff. But the wands, there's only a couple of the new ones. Like, there's not as many styles as there are of the older ones. But I think a true fan would probably want the new one. I definitely saw people playing with them. It also felt like there were more places you could use them in this land than in either of the other two lands. So you can cast more spells if you want. There's a chocolate shop for the beasts and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a chocolate shop that also has some of the Harry Potter candy, you know, the chocolate frogs and but also like all of the jelly bean, the every flavor beans or whatever. But also some like real chocolates and pastries. Again, we had eaten so much. We were trying to eat sample things in all sorts of places. So eventually, and that butterbeer crepe kind of did me in, I have to admit. We even split it.
I'm still.
Anna, you and I will split one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not splitting nothing. I'm not sharing. I want my own.
Okay.
But I will sit with you and have one.
And have it for yours.
So the wands, it's not like a wand chooses you thing like in the other parks.
There is a wand activity, but no, you choose the wand. You choose the wand in this movie.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. I mean, my daughter, she purchased her wand in the other, you know, and played with them in the other parks and had so much fun. So
there was a woman standing outside of the wand shop that like, asking people to come in and stuff that was totally in character. So they definitely, that's so immersive. It was,
there was streetmosphere as well. So people in the different costumes from like the different Goblet of Fire, schools. And so there was definitely streetmosphere, and they will go toe to toe with you on Harry Potter trivia. So Donna, bring it.
Oh no, I'm not good at that. I'm a fan. I'm not an expert.
Not a super fan.
No. I learned that when I went to trivia one night, and I learned how bad it is.
You're like, I'm gonna rock at this, and then
So now let's move on to the Isle of Burke.
My favorite.
I think it was my favorite too.
I'm so excited about that.
Dragons everywhere.
My kids made me rewatch the movie. We own all of them.
We love them. They're amazing.
Yeah, I need to go see the new live action one, but
I haven't seen it yet either. I heard it's good.
We saved it for last because I knew it would be my favorite. And I knew I wouldn't want to leave it, and I was not wrong. So I'm glad we went last.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. We basically looked at when the last show was going to be so that we would make sure we didn't miss that. The Untrainable Dragon. And so we went in and had to basically go straight back and do that. Go to the show. Do not miss it. It's so good. And the puppet work, the effects, it actually, for those of you who sail on Royal Caribbean, it uses a similar technology that they use, I think, on the Wonder for the flight show. You definitely want to go. If you do have an express pass, the advantage is they let you in first and you can sit wherever you want. And then everybody else comes in. So that's kind of nice too. It's not a section. It's just like you come in, you sit wherever you want, and then everybody else fills in. And another thing I really like about how they design the theater is there is an aisle down the center. So that whole move to the center, you know, move to the center of the row or move all the way down where everybody stops at the center because they want the center seats. The center is on an aisle. So there's none of that. You like the center is the end to where you move to if you come in from the right or the left. So it's very well designed from a theater perspective. The singers were great. The songs were kind of hokey. Nothing sticks in my head as memorable. But the show itself is super cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Andy's nodding. You can't see that, but Andy's nodding.
I loved it. And I've seen the one movie recently. Yeah. Like I'm not, you have an assignment, Sandy.
You need to go watch the other ones.
I didn't even know
who the baby dragons were, but they were cute. They were also cute. I loved the Hiccup's winged gliders, the roller coaster.
Yes.
That was awesome.
I think Hiccup's winged gliders is actually my favorite roller coaster in that park.
Yeah, it was
in all of Epic Universe. Yeah, because there are some that are more thrilling, I guess, if you will, or more like Werewolf, I think is probably faster, maybe. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But it's just fun. It's the kind of ride that you ride and just laugh and smile the whole time. It's just fun.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have a water ride. Did you do the water ride?
That was down when the first day we went, they were filming a commercial in there. So that was not.
Oh.
And then the second day, I think it was up and down. We didn't do it. Did you do it, Elizabeth?
I did. So I convinced Brooke that we should do it because I wanted to do everything in this land. Mm-hmm. And you know those dryer machines that they have after you get off a water ride that are like $17 or whatever, you can stand in them under heat lamps and dry off. I paid for one of those after because
you were Brooke, that wet.
Literally, Brooke got dumped on.
I mean, so, Universal kind of does that with their water rides. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Rowdy.
Yeah.
Oh yes,
they are rowdy.
Doolittle so has definitely doused me.
Depending on how wet you want to get, pay attention to the targets you're shooting at because you're shooting water gun target things. Mm-hmm. And if there's a target that has a bucket over it and you don't want to get wet, don't shoot it. Don't shoot at that.
Now, can other people in your party shoot at it and you're just screwed?
Okay. Yes.
So you need to have a conversation with the people in your ride vehicle and be like,
I think you just need to set your expectation that you're going to get really
wet. Or you know what? Wear a poncho, go when it's hot. You'll be all right. Suck it up.
Yeah. I mean, in my case, I was fortunate that I wasn't the one shooting at the target when the bucket dumped on her. Brooke shot her the target and it dumped on her. But even just starting out, it just happened that she was sitting in the wrong seat and some water cannon fired from behind us and just like went right on top of her head. So she got dumped twice, but I was still plenty wet and I was wearing like linen pants and they did not dry, as I mentioned, we went last. So we had only this much sun left. It was very fun. It was very cute, but,
worth the $17 to stand in the
Yeah. Room. I would definitely save it for the end of the day when you're going back or, the very beginning of the day when you have plenty of time to dry.
And when it's really hot and you'll just dry fast. And
don't wear denim.
Oh. Who wears denim?
I mean, I usually wear like something.
I do. Like I have jorts.
No, I don't do jorts in the park. There's no way.
I would say quick dry stuff and not white t-shirts. Highly recommend. So.
Gotcha.
Valid. Yeah. Did you do Dragon Racers Rally, Elizabeth?
No. Did you?
No, we just didn't want to wait in time. It's kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, you're way up in the air. You're sitting on, like a bunch of you are sitting to one side and you're kind of windmilling around and you can kind of move.
You can control how fast you sort of, it's almost like you're you're flying. You've got like wings attached to you kind of, and the more you move the wings and the way you move them depends on, so you can literally spin around on it. I mean, it's like, depending on how daredevil-y you are. Both Brooke and I are afraid of heights and we were really going to give it a try. And as we got closer and closer to it and saw really, I mean, from a distance, it looks high, but when you get up and you're looking straight up at it, we were like, we noped out of there big time.
Yeah. I'm scared of heights. So maybe,
I mean, I just
proceed with caution.
Yeah, I didn't have enough time to get. I mean, if I had an express pass, I would have done that. What about the kid play area, the Viking training camp? Did you walk over? Well, we walked past it, but I didn't go in.
Yeah, we walked past it, but it looked fun. I mean, my kids would have loved it when they were little, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Lots of different things to do, and you know, slides, and you know, fun playground equipment, themed playground equipment. So, and the streetmosphere here is also excellent, especially if you really know the movies, Sandy, because the characters will talk to you in character and it's people from the movies. So you can actually hold conversation with them.
So like an idea of like, which characters are we talking about?
Hiccup,
obviously.
Yeah. All of the main characters.
Okay.
His love interest, the big burly Viking. I'm not very good with names, but yeah.
I'm not good with names, but I know you're talking about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Did y'all eat there? There's food?
I drank there.
Of course there's food.
Okay, so Sandy drank there. Were the drinks good?
It was cool. We went to the Mead Hall, and it was so cute, and it's like a huge hall, and you can mobile order beers and stuff, and you can do food too if you want, but I just got a couple beers brought out to me, but it's cool. I mean, like the tapestries on the walls, and I mean, it was just like being in a big hall. It was
Viking Lodge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Elizabeth,
anything? No, it was, well, it was the end of the day. And like I said, we'd been eating all day.
You've been
like,
eating, we really, well, your butterbeer crepe. I mean, yeah, like, that just ruined crepe. You.
It was still there. We did look at the menu and we considered, there was some good stuff on it. I mean, I would probably be, you know, the next time I go, I'll try to eat there because that was the one land we really didn't eat anything in. And there was mostly mead in there because the mead hall, but there were also beers. So I don't love mead. It's too sweet. And again, butterbeer crepe, sweet lemonade.
I had straight up beer. I mean, yeah. I think Stacy did too, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, but yeah, I didn't have mead. I had beer.
And then it was nice. Hooligans Grog and Gruel.
I think that's just like a walk up. Like,
oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's festive racing themed food.
Yeah. I didn't have any of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a big fan of the Mead Hall. It was okay. Just, I mean, it was like, it was like another one of those quick service that they have where there's a ton of seating and you just go into this big cool area and you can just sit down and chill out there for a little while and just order stuff straight to your table. And I liked it. I was a big fan. Thought it was really cool.
So was there some cool shopping? Because Elizabeth, didn't you say you went away with a souvenir from that?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say that the
ooh,
character
was
there.
I got these wooden
stickers.
Okay,
we're on video, so you can't see what we're seeing. But what do you have, Sandy?
I have How to Train Your Dragon premium wood stickers that
oh, that's cool.
Give my children. They're little. Yeah, they're little.
You say wood?
Dragons.
Like they say they're OD. Like they're wooden stickers.
They say they're wood.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them to my kids, but okay. I haven't given it to the boys yet. But
Elizabeth, what you? I hear you got something there.
Before I talk about my shopping, I will say that one of the character experiences here is the character experience that everybody wants to do, and that is meeting Toothless. Mm-hmm. So
well, you have to meet Toothless.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
And they do the little scene. You know, you can put your hand out, and Toothless will come up and put her nose.
Yeah. Once again, you guys can't see what Anna's doing.
You can't
doing.
See.
Yeah.
Can't so, see his hand out.
Honestly,
I love it.
The line was long, so we didn't do it. But I also was worried that I would like ugly cry if I did it. So I just skipped it.
If I ugly cry, I will have John videotape. I promise. We're planning on doing 2 days there, two full days there in September. So if I ugly cry, I'm going to meet Toothless. I will make sure it's on video.
We appreciate your sacrifice.
It was cute.
So yeah. I didn't go as crazy as I wanted to go with the shopping, but there's all this Toothless merch and it is so super cute. So actually I bought a hooded blanket that is Toothless. So it's got the hood with Toothless's eyes and then it's got a tail on it with the little extra, you know, the piece that, that Hiccup made for the tail to work, and little arms that I can put my hands in and turn them into little dragon paws.
Is this a child's thing?
It, you know, I was worried that when I got it home, it would only come up to my butt, but it actually is pretty long.
Okay.
Yeah, I can wear it without looking
like you're wearing a child's.
Yeah, like looking like I'm wearing something that belongs
to
a child.
So that's going to be the cover photo for this podcast, correct? Elizabeth wearing the.
No? Too many really good pictures of Epic Universe. Y'all don't want it.
Oh, but I'm really disappointed.
And well, then you just have to share it with the rest of us, and we'll
we're
just
gonna share
internally.
It. We're going
to
share it on social media with all of you, so you can all see.
No,
here we go.
Then I got a coaster set, and you guys.
Oh, that's cute.
So this one is Toothless, the one that I'm showing everybody except for our listeners. this is a cartoon Toothless, but there's four in the set, and it's the different dragons. You know that.
Oh,
were
that's cute.
The so the rest of them are in my reading nook. Super cute. And then I got a mug with that same Toothless on it that says "Fly like a legend," and the handle of the mug is Toothless's tail.
You guys are so funny.
I'm a sucker for a mug. I buy a mug everywhere
they
I go.
I mean,
my husband's probably going to murder me because I will be coming home with a mug. So just for all of you listening, if you're huge fans of any of these worlds, universes, portals, whatever you want to call them, take lots of spending money, apparently, because there's lots of good stuff.
There will be a mug for you, I assure you.
I'm excited.
I had a hard time choosing because there were a couple of Toothless mugs, but this one was absolutely my favorite. And I honestly drink out of it almost every day now. It sort of replaced my Galactic Star Cruiser mug, which I still love. But.
Dang. That's like vintage now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That might be worth something now.
I know. Chris is worried that I'm going to break it. I'm like, but I love it so much. I love drinking. He's like, it's for display. I'm like, no, it's for coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
It's completely functional.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
I will say that was my favorite land. It was the cutest.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah.
It is also very lots of details. So spend time looking around, especially if you love the movies, because it's just, it's really, you know, I feel like the first time I watched the movie, I was like, am I looking at Vikings or Scots? I'm not really sure. And I know there's some blending there anyway, but I just feel like it's imaginary enough, like with the islands and everything, that you can't get there any other way than going to Epic Universe.
Well, one of our Outlander agents that I spoke to the other day has seen the live action movie and said it was really good.
Oh, good. All right. Yes. So,
yes.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, it's basically the same.
I had no idea there were that many movies of this. I mean,
oh, it's fantastic. Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
I'll watch the rest of them.
In fact, I might. I'm so inspired. When we get done here, I might go downstairs and watch one of them. While I eat my pizza tonight, so
I might talk to my husband about when we're going to go see it, the live action. So
yeah, nice. Maybe we'll go this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
So, anything Excellent. Else you'd like to add about the ministry and the Isle of Burke?
Nope, just go.
Just go.
Yeah. Okay, do it.
Take lots of souvenir spending money and go.
Just go.
And call us so we can book it for you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, call your Outlander travel agent and we'll book it for you.
Yes, and make sure you bring your extra stomach too, because there's a lot of food to eat and you want to make sure you have room for it.
Yes, okay. Especially the butterbeer crepe.
Uh-huh.
That's on the list.
Yes, it is. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we would love to hear from you. So, on behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Anna, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.